Welcome to the art of going your own way. Haven't heard from you in a while. Well, I've been busy. It's not that I haven't tried to record a few of these. I have, but I'm busy. Oh yeah, getting your dick sucked and your dick wet. Well, yeah, that too, but still. No, as you know, my mom is ill and been helping her, dealing with her stuff, and trying to get organized to be able to move. Your buddy is going to move, probably in spring, but, you know, it's funny. I got divorced and I was a minimalist, right? Yeah, half shit. Well, it's funny when your dad passes away, your mom goes into assisted living, you kind of inherit a ton of their shit. So I've been having to go through, get that addressed and taken care of, make runs to a thrift store for donation, try to get out and enjoy life a little bit. It's just, it's been busy. There you go. Meat still stocked up, still winning the meat raffle. Just had some really kick-ass bacon and some maple sausages that I've won. This was nice. Sunday I go up to the watering hole. And, Friday night I kind of went out and hung out with Widow, and we went up to a watering hole by her place, and, threw in a total of $40, yanked a $200 out of there. I'm like, cool, kick ass. Paid for our drinks and dinner, because, yes, I'm not above paying for that. You're gonna pay for a woman no matter what you do. You just don't have to marry them, right? So, and I don't mind. I make good money. Shit. What can I say, man? So, some of you are probably out there struggling. I'm doing okay right now. I make a decent living. But I can see the shit going on all over the economy. Runaway inflation, all this shit. But you know what? If you sit there and you worry about it every day, you're going to drive yourself insane. Which is why I stopped caring about a lot of shit. And it's more that I want to enjoy life. The bad shit's always going to happen. I try to strive for excellence in pretty much everything I do. Where I work, they're like, oh my God, Togio, you are at the top of the entire team. You're blah, blah. Well, yeah, that's because I fucking work. I work. I'm good at my job. My job slash career. I'm in a career, but I have a job. How's that? That's the way to look at it. Do I want to quit my job? No. Have I wanted to? Yes. Yes, I have. But then I'm just going to step into another pile of shit. So you got to make hay while the sun shines. Make the good money when you get it, because it ain't always going to be around. Been looking for, I know, I keep saying this. I've been looking for land, okay? If it's got a house on it, even better. Doesn't have to be anything spectacular. Shit, it could be a fixer-upper. I don't care. I want to get out of where I'm at and basically start being a hell of a lot more self-sufficient than I already am. My garden? Fucking A. So, in one of the last episodes, your buddy Talgia told you about how he was a dumb shit, and he put up a shade cloth over his garden. And then the wind kicked up, and it blew down his fence. So he had to do repairs, and he decided that he was going to go, well, you know what, I'll just put up like a 4.5-foot fence. That'll keep the rabbits out, that'll keep the squirrels out, that'll keep the deer out, it should. Fuck no. Doesn't keep the deer out. They ate all the tops of my beans. They ate the tops of my tomatoes. So my garden got mostly decimated. I did get some stuff out. However, Widow, I got her in the gardening, and my God, her garden is just, it has produced. We've gotten, probably 45 zucchini off of one plant, mind you. So we've been making zucchini bread and butter pickles, zucchini relish, which is really freaking good. All sorts of shit. Been doing canning, been doing dehydrating of herbs, made some candles, going on a nice getaway for about a week here. So you probably won't hear from me at all for a week, because I'm going in the middle of fucking nowhere. Widow's going with me, a little boom chicka what, in the trailer. You see that trailer rocking, boys? just going fishing, camping, and going to very remote destinations. Gonna do a little boondocking. See, I got this little generator, and I had bought a shit ton of tools and stuff that I was going to use to build my cabin. Now, am I still gonna build a cabin? Well, I still think I have the strength to do it and the will to do it. So the answer to that would be yes. When is the question? That's always a question. But anyways, like a dumbass, your buddy left gas in there. I did, however, put some seafoam in there to do it, but it had been sitting for about a year and a half without running. I'm like, fuck, man. So the very first thing I did was clean it up, get all the dust off it, yanked out the spark plug. It's a little two-cycle deal, right? Small. You can get it at, like, one of these cheaper tool places, right? For about $100. There may be more now. I think I got it for $89 when I got it. So yanked the spark plug, ran some sandpaper over it to kind of clean it up, poured in just a little fresh, well, I emptied out the shit gas that was in there, and then I poured in some more two-cycle fresh gas with non-oxy, and boom, five poles, and what do you know, the son of a bitch started up. Yesterday, I went to the local hardware store, and I actually bought a brand new spark plug for it, because that cheap China shit, even though it's all made in China, don't get me wrong, but that cheap-ass frickin' spark plug that's in there, every time I've had to deal with it in the past, I've always had to yank that spark plug out of there. So that's good. That's all taken care of. Anyways, where am I going with this? Well, I'm going to take the little generator with. Now, mind you, that camper I built has a 12-volt battery system in it. I have it hooked up so that I can plug it right in and charge that battery. I have a nice solar panel array, 120 watts, that I can just plug directly in. I put a port on the side and charge my fucking battery right there from that being out in the woods. However, it's supposed to be cooling down, and I want that for later on. Probably not even going to use it on this trip, but as it gets colder, I'm going to want that thing running if we're out somewhere boondocking, because I'm going hunting later on. And the goal is to, it's going to be cooler. And I have a little block heater. And I have this really kick-ass deal, man. Found it on Amazon or eBay, wherever the fuck I found it. It is a remote thermostat. So what that means is you plug your device into this block that goes into your power supply, right? I have an outlet in my cab area. And then the remote, you put on the opposite side. You set it to how warm you want it in there. So if it's 40 degrees out and you want to sleep at a constant 65 degrees, you set it for 65 and it'll turn on and off once it reaches the right temperature. If it cools down by 2 degrees, it kicks on, brings you back up, shuts it off, kicks it on, shuts it off. So you can maintain a good temperature all night long. What else is going on? Fuck, man. A lot's going on. So I've been, you know, I'm trying to stay active, and I come across some shit. I'll find it amusing, disturbing, it's a teachable moment deal, whatever, and put it up. I've made the decision that every fucking thing going on around you is meant to distract you away from living a decent life. I'm not buying into it anymore. Well, you know, they're going to impeach Biden someday. Well, okay, yeah, was that, it doesn't really fucking matter, man. Are they going to do it? I doubt it. Is Trump going to come back? Yeah, he might get the presidency again. But are you going to sit there in delusion and waste your life away like I have for a while there? I'm like, okay, finally, they got the goods on them. It's going to be, let's fucking make it better. Yeah, I mean, they're talking about killing the white farmers over in South Africa. Kill the Boer, kill the farmer, kill the Boer, kill the farmer. What do you think that's going to change on the street? I mean, possible if Trump gets back in, cracks down on all the crime, deports all these fucking scumbags, but I highly doubt it. We're in a civilization of decline. I do my best to step out of way of danger. I don't associate with certain kinds of people. If I try to segregate myself and be with my like kind. It's not that, oh my God, Tavia, are you white and racist? I'm mostly white. I got some dog in me. But no, man. I don't want to hang around people with that are have a fucking low IQ and have low impulse control. Because that's a way to get beat up, killed, shot, stabbed, murdered, whatever you want to say it. So don't even hang around people like that. Fucking liberals, I really don't give them my time at all. I said something that pissed off a bunch of fucking people at the watering hole. And stupid bitch went around spreading rumors, and I confronted people. I'm like, you know, you may have heard that I said something, and I just want to put it in context for you. And after talking to them about it, they're like, ah, fuck, you and I are good, man. No worries. I'm like, cool, sweet. Now, the person that spread that rumor and the person's mate, they're just fucking retarded, man. So, used to be, hey, how you doing deal. Can't even have a fucking conversation with anybody, liberal-wise, without them flying off the handle. So I used the word faggot, and oh my God, just went off the deep end. I'm like, we're having a conversation. You gotta understand the context of what we're talking about here. And I'm like, in my day and age, because I'm older than you, that word was thrown around left and right. It just meant straighten up. Well, you know, I like women. It's a woman, right? I like women. You calling me a faggot? I'm like, no, you're a degenerate. You have a degenerate lifestyle. I said, there's a difference. I don't want these people running government, because look at where we are when you get a bunch of degenerates in there. They have no morals. And what do they always do? They try to tear it down. Well, I wasn't having any of that. And then, boy, am I a bigot, a racist, a homophobe, whatever you want to call me, that's what I am. Well, shit, I was talking to, you know who you are. I was talking to a buddy on here, and he's got a little Spanish Latino in him. And I said, you know, I just got to ask you, man, if they call Mexicans beaners, do they call their babies beanies? Come on. Heyo, that's kind of funny. It was just off the cuff, joking around. Well, you're a bigot because you called them beaners because you won't get your ass out there and pick beans. Really? You won't get your ass out there and grow a fucking garden, even though you can see the price of everything going up. Every fucking vegetable you buy is sprayed with something genetically modified, whatever the fuck. This world and the people in it want you dead. Truly, they worship Satan. They have no aspirations in their own life except to tear other people down from the life that they want to live. I don't hate black people. I don't hate Mexicans. I don't hate Irish people. Speaking of Irish people, it's so funny. There's a saying over at the watering hole when somebody just disappears, you know, without saying goodbye. Well, Bob just made the Irish exit. Just fucking disappears, right? So that shit's funny, right? If you don't think so, fuck off and unsubscribe. I don't care anymore. I really don't. Holy shit. I sit here and I used to watch BitChute quite a bit. But I actually found Gab, right? And there's also Gab TV. But no, I'll scroll down through Gab and read a lot of posts and it's entertaining, keeps me up to date. It doesn't have spin on it. It's not like emotional shit trying to tell you how to live your life and who to be pissed at. Nah, you fucking make up your own mind. Now, with that said, I use discernment with people. Well, you just told us that you don't want to be around certain people. Yeah, I hate groups of people. I really do. Individuals, though, hey, I don't mind talking to individuals, shit. Hey, you know, I'm not prejudiced. I own a color TV. No, I'm kidding. I don't own a TV. No, I got buddies up at the watering hole that are black, Asian, whatever. And they're fucking decent people. So it's not, I hate the degeneracy. I hate the fucking, when people get in groups, they get low fucking IQ. That's what I don't like. So, anyways, today is my last day of work before heading off into the sunset. I gotta get some more clothes cleaned and packed away. My truck's all fucking organized. The camper's organized. Everything is just spot on. Oh, I went to go start my car on Saturday. Here's the funny thing. Shit, I don't even know if I finished that pull tab story. I'll circle back to that. I slept over at Widow's and wake up on Saturday morning, go start my truck, and click, 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 click. I'm like, motherfucker. It did this to me before I went over to her place, but I had thrown the battery charger on it. Did it again, looked at it. I'm like, okay, this battery's been in here since I got this fucking vehicle. It's time to get a new battery. So, got the tools out, disconnected it, pulled it out, looked at the little sticker, and that battery was from July of 2015. I got 8 fucking years out of the battery that was in there. Nice thing is, went and paid for it, got it, popped it in. Sunday, God, I'm circling back because I don't know if I told you this. Sunday went over to my watering hole because I had to get the canoe on top of the truck and get ready for going and decided that we'd worked hard enough, let's go fucking have a drink. So we each put $20 in, we pull a $4. I go, here's $20, just fluff it. She's my pull tab runner, right? Got to have one of those. So she goes up there, we split them up, rip them. And mind you, it's my money that we're playing with. Pull a $20 win. And I go, all right. She goes, what do you want me to do? And I go, just sink that back in. But wait, I want you to put $20 into box 8. Box 8 is a $5 a pull tab box, but you could win $1,000. So she goes up there, we get nothing on, it's just fucking cardboard on that $20, nothing. I give her two of the cards to rip on the $1,000. I take two. First one, nothing. Second one, rip the center line out of three of them, $1,000. Whoop, whoop. Just paid for the battery, paid for the entire trip I'm going on. Everything's fucking paid for, man. It's awesome. It is so cool. Tried to make plans here. Going fishing with some buddies in a couple weeks to a far-off destination, and it's going to be awesome. Then in October, got it set up to go hunting. That's going to be fucking awesome as well. Going to be doing a few little outings here and there in between. And just been making plans. Yeah, shit can change on a dime, you know that. But you can't stop living, right? And I refuse to not go out and have fun. Oh, I've been thinking about my kids and lately and still haven't heard from them. Doubt I ever will again. Just think about how stupid fucking liberals are. They're just fucking dumb, man. They are dumber than dog shit. You know that blondie that I was seeing before, Widow, had talked to her one last time. This was got to be a year ago now or close to it. Haven't talked to her since, but I basically unloaded on, I'm like, I fucking hate liberals. You're so goddamn stupid. They all lined up for the death jab. Ooh, put it in me, put it in me. I'm like, government is responsible for killing the most people in history. Don't fucking take it. She took it. I gotta protect grandma and grandpa and blah, blah, blah. Okay, whatever. Your death is not on my hands. No death is on my hands as far as this is concerned because your buddy was out there preaching, hey, don't fucking do it. Don't do it. Here's why. Don't do it. Don't do it. Well, I got to do it if I want to keep my job. Don't fucking do it. Get a different job. Me? God protected me. I believe he did, and thank you so much. That I weathered it. I held off and I told my manager, I'm not fucking doing it, man. I don't give a shit. Well, this is coming down from corporate, so you're going to have to do it or they're going to let you go. Boy, the threats that were made against people to get this fucking shot. And then all of a sudden from the corporate legal counsel, it's at this point in time that we are no longer enforcing the mandates to be vaccinated. I'm like,
I fucking won. I won. But what did I win? I guess I won my communion with God as best as I can keep it. And let's just say I won the shitty earth that we live on too. But anyways, I got to get back. I'm working right now and this is getting kind of long. So gentlemen, I bid you a good day. Hope all is well out there. Yeah, I'll put out another one in the near future. I do miss talking to you guys, but man, like I said, I've been fucking busy. Well, it's just, you don't have your priorities straight, tall gal. Us men should come first. Yeah, I get it. But, you know, the art of going your own way, man. I'm doing it. Doing it to the best of my ability. MGTOW, men going their own way. Hence, it's the art of going your own way, which is me. I'm doing the art of going my own way. I am Tau Gal. Hopefully I've been an inspiration for some. Other of you are like, you're a fucking dick. We hate you. You're a racist, bigot, homophobic. Whatever you are. That's right. It's whatever I am. And by God, the more that every day goes on, I'm becoming more and more radicalized. Radicalized in a good way. Radicalized in a way that promotes self-survival and survival of the ones that I love. And if I come around herd mentality motherfuckers, I'm out of there. I'm not going to go up and beat my chest and challenge them and beat them down. Does no good. Now, if they come to me and they start fucking with me, I'll have to defend myself. But I'm not out there looking for trouble. But you just said you had a conversation and you used the word faggot. Causing problem. Well, you know, you get to find out quickly who you talk to and what they're all about. So, anyways, enough on this. Gentlemen, there is an art to going your own way. Now, go fuck off in the woods somewhere and get some peace in your life. Cheers.